Relax the jaw and the brow. And invite yourself to melt. Completely. If you've ever melted something in a pan, butter, ooh, or maybe chocolate, unless you have some super duper incredible pan, or the chocolate is perfectly like the same thickness throughout, one part of the chocolate might melt faster than the other. And toward the end of the melting, there'll be a few chunks left, and you might use your spoon to direct those chunks to the warmer part of the pan so that they melt. So investigate where the solid chunks still are. Notice if it's their physical, and if it's a physical thing, maybe you can lie down to let the melting happen. And if you're noticing it, sort of hardness in the heart mind realm, totally fine. Accept it and investigate if you can find or discover the moment, the impulse as it's arising before it forms a feeling or a thought. And in the most practical way, we'll investigate the melted state. Notice what you're hearing. Because you are hearing it, you are it. There's no separation between you, what you call you, and the sounds you hear. Can you melt whatever boundary might exist for you? Can you soften into the sound you hear? Can you become the sound you're hearing? Bring your awareness to your physical body and what it's touching, the back of the chair, the bed, the floor. Tune into just one part of the body where it's making contact. If we were to put this intersection of your body against your clothes and your clothes against whatever is propping you, we would see molecules buzzing around, vibrating, moving. On the microscopic level, there is no separation between body and clothing and chair. See if you can allow your body to relax so completely that it feels like the boundary is no longer clear. It's okay. You can melt completely. There's fear in becoming the whole ocean if you're one drop of water. But you are ocean. Come to another part of your body. Experience that melting, that merging. Make sure your jaw is still relaxed, brow soft, and keep melting. If the thoughts seem to be